This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. When Ashley Shreves signed up to train as an emergency medicine doctor, she thought it would satisfy her desire to help people, but she quickly found out that something wasn't right.
I worked in an emergency department that saw a large volume of nursing home patients. And, you know, a lot of nursing home patients have advanced dementia, and I would see them come in repeatedly, you know, near the end of life with a terminal disease. I felt like the only thing I was really trained to do was do invasive procedures to them, you know, intubate them and sort of move along to the next patient. And it felt all wrong.
She found that she needed to change what she did.
So I felt like I was forced to do the most aggressive, the most invasive treatment. I felt like I was essentially like torturing people.
She had had a chance to work with some doctors who worked in the field of palliative care and end-of-life care, and it seemed interesting.
I didn't really fully understand what palliative care was.
So she took the time and found out. She saw how palliative care doctors interacted with families and sick people. She decided to go back and get some additional training, and the journey of the training gave her new experiences. Her time was spent on the wards in the hospital, talking to people rather than doing things to them. She had more time to connect with people and more time to explore their values and preferences.
You know, obviously, there's something to seeing somebody every day in the inpatient setting and building that relationship over the course of a couple of weeks, you know, rather than a few hours.
The most important lessons Dr. Shreves learned had to do with communication. She realized that while she thought she was effective at talking to sick people, she had a lot to learn.
You know, I think that every physician thinks that good communication is just intuitive. And maybe that's true like at a cocktail party to some degree. Some people are just like fun to talk to and some people aren't. Communication around medical therapies, communication with families who are facing life and death decisions, it's actually not intuitive, and there needs to be actually some deliberate practice there.
Today, Dr. Shreves wears a number of different hats.
I am an emergency physician. I'm also a palliative care physician.
And she spends lots of time training young emergency room doctors with attention to honing their communication and empathy skills. She uses actors to teach them. At first, the residents roll their eyes as though it's below them.
Because they haven't been trained to do this, something like this that they'll do on literally a weekly basis, we've never, you know, devoted any time doing the curriculum.
Quickly, they learn how useful and therapeutic a few very carefully selected questions or words can be, and they appreciate the chance to practice.
The feedback was unbelievable. Like, they're dying for this information. That's the thing that I think people are like, oh, communication, like, the residents really want to learn how to intubate and do CPR, and they were so appreciative, and I got such terrific feedback.
More importantly, Dr. Shreves no longer sees her trainees jumping in to do procedures, but rather taking the time to ask patients or their families what's really important to them so that they can work together toward the same goals. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.